The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
It's the first time probably that end users, normal householders who use dodgy boxes are likely to start facing some sort of legal action. Maybe it will be legal letters, maybe it will be something more, but we know now for a fact, because Sky has said it in court, that they're going to begin some sort of legal proceedings against ordinary dodgy box users, of whom they have names, addresses and banking details.
That was Adrian Weckler speaking on News Talk this morning, saying this is the first time we're going to see the prosecutions of end users of dodgy boxes who could now face legal action from Sky after the company has obtained the names and addresses and bank details of over 300 of them from Revolut. But what does this mean for individual dodgy box users? Well, joining me now is Owen O'Dell, Associate Professor of Law at Trinity College in Dublin. Good evening to you, Owen.
Good evening.
Huge numbers of people out there in their houses, in their living rooms, have a dodgy box. Should they be very nervous at the moment, or what do you think?
Well, Adrian Weckler has been reporting on all of this since the end of 2023. And he says there are about 400,000 active dodgy box users. So 300 is literally the tip of the iceberg. Sky have been trying to get various legal actions against dodgy box distributors. Now they are bringing it against individuals as well. And there are two different kinds of hot water that dodgy box users might be in. The first is the usual, if you have made a copy of copyright content, you're in breach of copyright and you are liable in damages for the loss to the copyright owner that your copy makes. And that's the usual kind of breach of copyright action that we are aware of. The second one, though, is that dodgy boxes are means of getting around technological protections. Most of the streams and the downloads and the if you still get it on media, most of the hard media that you get content on, they'll all have protections. And it's a criminal offence to remove those protections. So if I'm a dodgy box provider, what I'm doing is I'm taking a Sky stream, I am breaking the protection from that, the encryption, for example, and then I'm making it available to my users. And anybody who has a means of breaking protections is committing a criminal offence, which is why the providers of the dodgy boxes are committing criminal offences. And now also the owners of the dodgy boxes might be in line for criminal prosecution as well. So the 400,000 that Adrian Weckler has conjectured as the number, the 300 that Sky now have names and addresses for, are in two potential kinds of hot water. One is that Sky can sue them for damages. The other is that Sky can make a complaint to the Gardaí that they are committing a criminal offence.
Okay, and both of those things sound relatively serious, although we're not sure how likely any of those are to happen in practice currently. Many people who armchair legal experts who know nothing about this no more than myself, I suppose, are wondering, how is it that the names and address of bank details can be passed to a commercial entity? I can understand how the guards can access those sorts of things through kind of criminal investigations, but that these aren't being given solely to the guards. These are being given to Sky themselves. Is that not some kind of a breach of people's privacy, some kind of breach of data protection or GDPR? Because that's what an awful lot of people would have thought would have prevented this happening.
The answer is yes, but yes, it is potentially an infringement of privacy and data protection rights. But there is a series of claims that can be made in the courts if you are suffering a wrong, if somebody is committing a wrong as against you, and a third party has information about the wrongdoer, you can get information from the third party. And there is a court order that you that allows the obtaining of that information. And in the context of infringement of copyright, there are additional statutory rights to obtain this information. And the Supreme Court and the European Court of Human Rights has said that this identification order process, provided it's made by court following a formal application by the person saying that the wrongdoing, that they are the victim of the wrongdoing.
So this would be Sky in this case.
Sky in this case, yeah. So Sky can get the information that this is a proportionate restriction upon privacy and data protection, right? So yes, it's an infringement, but if you get it, if you get this information following a court order, it's a proportionate infringement. Okay. So Sky is simply following the rules that were laid down in the 70s in the courts and then reinforced in 2000 and in 2013 in copyright legislation for accessing information about third-party infringers.
I think it's very timely today of all days to mention the fact that it is being said and it is being reported that 47% of football fans watch their football on dodgy boxes. So this is a huge issue out there societally. Could you see an instance perhaps whereby dodgy box end users would argue that this, I suppose, is not proportionate, that their privacy has been breached, that there isn't justification for somebody knowing their name, address and bank account details? And that would be one avenue that we might see people pushing back against this?
Well, the first question will be the extent, the means by which Sky lands them in court in the first place. As I said, there are two means. The first is a criminal prosecution. Now, it's unlikely that Sky will be in a position to take any sort of private prosecution, so that would require the Gardaí. And the Gardaí have been saying in the past that prosecuting individual dodgy box users is not usually an appropriate use of their resources. Mm. Going after the wholesale distributor, if you like, is far more.
And they have and done that. There was a case
where
in Wexford.
This has come from.
Yeah.
In fact, that's exactly where these names have come from. Sky have been pressing and the GAA have been pressing for prosecutions, as I say, for the last 3.5 years. There have been a couple of high profile prosecutions which have ultimately been successful. And from one of them, the 300 names have emerged. Basically, 300 subscribers were paying via Revolut, and Revolut have been ordered to hand over the names and addresses of the customers who were paying the dodgy box subscription to them, and that's the best use of Garda resources, if you like. Stopping the distribution of the boxes therefore stops tens of thousands of infringements, as opposed to going after an individual. So it would be Sky who will be almost certainly going after these individuals and claiming damages. And the first thing Sky has to do is to have a theory of the damages. And their view is, well, if you have got a subscription there, you would have had a subscription with us, and therefore our loss is the amount of the subscription you didn't pay us. Mm-hmm. But the likelihood of everybody taking out a full Sky subscription rather than a dodgy box subscription isn't very high. So there will be arguments about what the amount of damages are going to be. And once those arguments are finished, then the next arguments will be, as you say, is there an individual reason why this individual customer should not have been identified? But the general right to obtain this information, as I say, has been affirmed by the Supreme Court and the European Court of Justice, and it's now legislative as well.
My head owner is telling me that the damages individuals might pay, if it's based on subscription rates, might not be enormous to Sky, but yet the legal cost of doing all this might be quite large. If you were viewing the likelihood, I mean, the reason people do this is a perception, and I would love to hear from our listeners out there who have dodgy boxes what they make of this. Will it put them off having it? Let us know, 087 1400 106. But the perception is out there that things like Sky subscriptions are expensive and people still want the product, and that's why these undercover, I suppose, covert dodgy box operators exist. Do you think that this action and these actions is going to shut this industry down? What would be your guesstimate?
It's one of the Chinese or revolutionaries was once asked what he thought of the French Revolution, and he said it's too early to tell. And I think that it's too early to tell here. Sky has been pushing this now for 3.5 years, and it's only now beginning to get victories in court. Once it starts going retail, that's going to be, it's easier to shut down the distributor than it is to go after the individuals. You're right, it's going to be very expensive, but Sky is, I think, prepared to it. This is the long game for them. They have been investing for the last 3 years and will continue to do so. And I think that if they launch a whole range of actions and get a couple of high profile settlements or a couple of high profile judgments in their favor, others will settle and most others will quietly melt away. Their strategy, at least, is that most others will quietly melt away from the dodgy box market. But it's a long game. This is one step. And to take a football analogy, Sky are, maybe 2 or 3 nil up, but it's still early in the first half.
Wouldn't mind being 2 or 3 nil up a little bit later on this evening.
Thank exactly.
You, thank you very much for joining us, Owen. That is Owen O'Dell, their Associate Professor of Law in Trinity College in Dublin.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.